Now look at task two. You are going to listen to different women talking about being in top managerial positions. Match extracts 1 to 6 to what they say.
B to I.
There are two statements that do not correspond to any extracts. Write your answers in the boxes provided. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 1 minute to read the questions. Speaker 0.
Being a woman in a very senior position, and I don't think it matters what walk of life you're in, you are under a microscope of that's much fiercer, much closer on you, I think, than most men. And the language that people use about women is much more derogatory. It's just as important to think, well, the people who do get what I like doing are as valuable, if not more valuable, than the people who are criticising. And we're prone to think that criticism means so much more than praise.
Speaker 1.
I think it's really important that when you leave a room that someone says good things about you. Not that you're liked necessarily, but that they respect the choices that you made and they feel like you have integrity. That's the absolute critical thing for me. You know, other than that, you know, you lose your integrity, you lose everything. I grew up thinking that, you know, leave a situation always better than the way you found it. And so in business negotiations and things, I guess I've not always gotten the best deal for the company, but I've made a deal that the other person felt that it was mutually beneficial. And then over time, that works to your advantage, because over time, people will come back and do business with you again.
Speaker 2.
Oh, I could never be a mother and be a good artist. I couldn't do it. The emotional pull would be too much. My gynecologist said to me that I have to have a year out. And he said, really, it's like a sort of sabbatical from life. And he said a lot of women that have these really strong careers have time out, and it's when they have their children or when they're pregnant. They have every excuse. I can't go out, I can't do this, I can't go to work, can't think about this now, oh, my brain's all in baby talk, and they have this terrific excuse not to do anything, and it gives them this really amazing downtime, and then they come back up again. A lot of women don't feel whole or complete unless they've had children. They feel like they've failed, whereas I don't feel like that. And the older I get, the more successful I feel of not having children. I regret not having a companion. I would love to have a companion, someone to do everything with, the really lovely things. But I have amazing friends, so I can swap my companions over whenever I want, yeah.
Speaker 3.
The idea that I would have had to have chosen to not be passionate about either home or work would have been awful for me. And I think I've been myself at home and at work completely, so that if I had a baby on my lap and I was in a film edit, I could be. I wouldn't have to suddenly change personality or behaviour. And it's terrible that we should be asked to question these things at all. I mean, we have this huge, brilliant gift of having wombs and holding babies in our tummies. But it also means that there is a certain amount of time where we have to sit at home and breastfeed, if that's what we choose to do. So the world can't just adjust its expectations slightly to allow us to do that. Of course it should. I don't see any reason why it shouldn't be possible to expect people to have the breadth of life, to be mothers, to be parents, to go back to work, to choose to take time off, to do things part-time for a while, to take a view, to read books, to watch other people's films, to imagine, to dream. These are things that matter.
Speaker 4.
When I had my son, I was a chief executive of a startup company. And I remember telling my board of directors I was pregnant. First of all, it was really embarrassing. I don't know why. Like, suddenly it was like, oh dear. But when I told them I was pregnant, they were really upset. Like, I could sense that they thought, you know, we've made a bet on a woman and now she's pregnant. Like, it was really, I could feel it. So I put a lot of pressure on myself and I said, well, I'm going to come back to work as quickly as possible. And I have to say that I missed a few things with my, you know, being a new mother, you really need that time with your child and you need to give yourself time to heal. You know, it's a process and it's discovering a new role in your life and connecting with this beautiful little human being. And I went back to work way too soon.
Speaker 5.
Dress is I think it's quite an important part of our uniform, of how we try and send out our image in different situations and contexts. But I don't think you should just wear something smart because you think that's the way you're supposed to dress. Dressing in a way that's still about you, but sometimes you need those pair of high shoes, sometimes you need something that's incredibly, that you think is making a statement about you. Do whatever it takes, I think, to make yourself feel, you know, I can stand tall in this room. Being authentic is absolutely core. If you try and pretend to be somebody that you're not, you'll be found out. So understanding who you are, your own values, and bringing those into your work situation. And yes, learning the lessons from other women who may have gone before you and the pitfalls, but be yourself, I think, is the most important lesson I would convey to anybody out there.
Speaker 6.
You know, sometimes no is not a bad answer. I think no sometimes means not that way, but another way. And oftentimes a no has forced me to look at a problem or a challenge in a different way and to find a better way in the end to get around it. So I remember going to, you know, the senior executive and saying I wanted to try for this sales role, and he actually laughed at me. And I thought to myself, you know, really? Like, you've got to be kidding me. You know, I remember doing my first $1 billion deal, and I remember the guy saying to me, like, you know, I really underestimated you, and admitting that. And over time, I became the president of that division, and I ran that business going forward. And but I remember that original point, like, I could have taken that advice from him, like, I could have taken the laugh and the you can't do this and moved on and, you know, continued doing what I was doing. But I was determined to change my direction and my future, and I was really happy I pursued it.